Good evening. We'll have press statements by the Secretary General and the Chancellor, and then we have time for just a couple of questions. Secretary General.
Chancellor Scholz, dear Olaf, welcome to NATO. We have met many times before, but this is the first time we meet in your new capacity. So congratulations on your election as Chancellor of Germany. I really look forward to working with you, and I know that you are a staunch and committed and strong supporter of the Transatlantic Alliance, and I really commend your leadership in making sure that we continue to work together, North America and Europe. Germany is an important ally. You contribute to our collective security in many different ways. You are part of our mission in the Baltic region with German jets regularly patrolling the skies as part of NATO's Baltic air policing. German ships contribute to NATO deployments in the Mediterranean, and German troops help to preserve peace in our mission in Kosovo. And the NATO multinational battle group you lead in Lithuania helped to deter any aggression. So today we discussed Russia's substantial military build-up in and around Ukraine. This raises tensions and undermines security in Europe. We call on Russia to return to diplomacy and to de-escalate and to respect Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. NATO allies agree that any further aggression against Ukraine will come at a high price and have serious political and economic consequences for Russia. We welcome the talks between President Biden and President Putin and Germany's long-standing efforts in the Normandy format to find a political solution. NATO remains open to dialogue. It is even more important when tensions are high. And we stand ready to meet in the NATO-Russia Council to increase transparency and reduce any risks of miscalculation. In our meeting today, we also discussed the importance of strengthening our transatlantic bond in an age of global competition, where countries like Russia and China are undermining the rules-based international order, threatening their neighbours and expanding their nuclear capabilities. Neither Europe nor North America can face these challenges alone. We can only do so if we stand strong together in NATO. We also discussed the importance of strengthening the bond between NATO and the European Union. The European Union is a strategic partner to NATO, and we are determined to do even more together. So, there, Olaf, once again, welcome to NATO. It's great to see you here, and please have the floor. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here and for the chance to discuss with you and continuing with all the debates we had in the past. It's not the first time for the two of us to meet, and so it is a broad debate we had in the past, and we will continue with it in the next time. The new government in Germany works very hard, and the transatlantic partnership and NATO are important for our own security. Everyone can rely on the agenda of the new government, and we will do our best to support the common security we will work on in NATO. We discussed all the topics you mentioned, and the most important one today is the question how we can save the security of the Ukraine. It is important that the borders are not in danger and that the people and the countries in Europe can rely on what we agreed on, that there will be no change of borders and there will be no aggressive action against other countries. And this is our biggest task now, to work very hard on all the to work very hard to make it happen, that this security will be there for the Ukraine and that no one is damaging it. So, this is what we talked about, and I'm happy to be here, and we will continue to discuss the questions.
Okay, we'll start with ZDF.
Florian Neuhan, ZDF, German TV. Mr. Stoltenberg, first question to you. This afternoon, Russia has urged NATO to break its promise of 2008 with regard to Ukrainian membership in NATO. Are you ready to do that? And a second question to Mr. Chancellor, if I may, in German. Sie haben mehrfach versprochen, dass Sie nicht mehr Politik machen wollen über die Köpfe der Nachbarn hinweg. Jetzt aber wollen 5 NATO-Staaten alleine mit Russland reden, ohne Osteuropäer. Und die osteuropäischen Mitgliedstaaten der NATO sind darüber extrem verärgert. Wie passt das beides zusammen?
So NATO's position when it comes to our relationship with Ukraine remains unchanged. And it is a fundamental principle that every nation has the right to choose its own path. This is enshrined in many documents and agreements that also Russia has signed to, everything from the Helsinki Final Act in 1975 to the Charter of Paris to many other accords. It has been clearly stated that any sovereign, independent nation, of course, has the right to choose its own path, including what kind of security arrangements it wants to be part of. So NATO's relationship with Ukraine is going to be decided by the 30 NATO allies and Ukraine, no one else. We cannot accept that Russia is trying to re-establish a system where big powers like Russia has spheres of influence where they can control or decide what other members can do. So that's the short answer. We are ready to sit down, talk with Russia, but not compromise on the right of every nation in Europe to decide their own path.
Ich will gerne noch einmal darauf zurückkommen, dass die wichtigste Aufgabe jetzt ist, dafür zu sorgen, dass Sicherheit in Europa gewährleistet wird. Und zu dieser gemeinsamen Sicherheit in Europa gehört eben auch die Unverletzbarkeit und Unverletzlichkeit der Grenzen. Deshalb ist es wichtig, dass alle in Europa gemeinsam und wir alle auch als Verbündete klar machen, dass wir eine Gefährdung der Integrität der Ukraine nicht akzeptieren würden. Und das ist, glaube ich, auch deutlich geworden in all den Gesprächen der letzten Zeit. Klar ist, dass es jetzt wichtig ist, dass man darüber auch in einem Gespräch ist. Und das wichtigste Format, das wir dazu haben, ist das Normandie-Format, das wir auch für die Zukunft weiter nutzen wollen. Da sind feste Verabredungen getroffen worden, die jetzt umgesetzt werden müssen. Und das wird auch wichtig sein. Und ansonsten werden wir natürlich in all den Strukturen, die wir miteinander haben, darüber diskutieren, wie wir gemeinsam dafür Sorge tragen können, dass dieses Prinzip der gemeinsamen Sicherheit in Europa auch tatsächlich gewährleistet werden kann.
Okay, we'll go to DPA.
Ja, Michael Fischer, Deutsche Presseagentur. Herr Bundeskanzler, das 2%-Ziel der NATO ist im Koalitionsvertrag ja nicht erwähnt. Es gibt auch kein klares Bekenntnis zur nuklearen Teilhabe der NATO. Seitens der Grünen, aber auch aus Ihrer Partei, gibt es sogar Forderungen nach einem Abzug der US-Atombomben aus Deutschland. Mich würde interessieren, ob Sie hier heute gegenüber dem Generalsekretär der NATO ein Bekenntnis zum 2%-Ziel abgegeben haben und zur nuklearen Teilhabe. And Secretary General, I would like to know that you are worried, if you are worried that nuclear deterrence, that there is no commitment to nuclear deterrence and the 2% goal in the coalition treaty.
Ja, schönen Dank für Ihre Frage. Wenn ich das richtig verstanden habe, sind überall alle sehr froh über die Formulierung, die die jetzigen Regierungsparteien in ihrem Koalitionsvertrag gefunden haben. Deshalb empfehle ich Ihnen auch noch mal eine genauere Lektüre auch all der Passagen, die sich zur nuklearen Teilhabe dort finden. Die lassen sich nicht so zusammenfassen, wie Sie das gerade versucht haben. Und im Übrigen ist es so, dass wir natürlich alles dafür tun, dass wir die Bundeswehr gut ausstatten. Das ist in den letzten 4 Jahren bereits eine der wichtigen Aktivitäten gewesen, die ich in anderer Funktion unternommen habe. Die Verteidigungsausgaben Deutschlands sind in einer Weise gestiegen, wie das viele, viele Jahre nicht der Fall war. Das ist jetzt auch etwas, was wir fortsetzen werden im Rahmen der Haushaltsmöglichkeiten, die wir haben. Und man kann an der Praxis der letzten Jahre, aber auch an den Verständigungen der Regierungsparteien sehen, dass wir eine gut ausgestattete Bundeswehr für unverzichtbar halten und dafür auch Sorge tragen werden.
First of all, NATO's goal is a world without nuclear weapons. And at the same time, we realize that as long as these weapons exist, NATO will remain a nuclear alliance, because we don't believe that a world where we get rid of our weapons, while Russia, China, and countries like North Korea maintain their nuclear weapons, that's not a safer world. But the way to get there is by balanced, verifiable arms control, not by unilateral decisions. Therefore, I welcome the coalition platform, which has a clear message also on nuclear sharing. And I also welcome the very clear commitment in the platform that Germany stands by its commitments to NATO, and also clear language on the need to meet the NATO capability targets. The only way to do this is by continuing to invest more in defence. I think we all understand, and Chancellor Scholz or Olaf and I, we have in common that we both have been Minister of Finance. So we know it's hard to find money. So if you want more money for defence, there has to be less money for something else. So it's never easy to find money for defence. But when we reduce defence spending, when tensions went down after the Cold War, we need to be able to increase when tensions are going up as they are now. Germany has increased over the last years, and the platform is clear on the need to invest in capabilities, meet the NATO capability targets, and meet the NATO commitments, and therefore I'm looking forward to continued increased defence spending by Germany.
Okay, many thanks. This concludes this press conference.
Thank you.
Good evening. Tut mir leid.